Well, how long was the work day? Was it from like 9 to 5?
Well, when I first went to work, we went to work at 8, and we didn't work at Sewell's. The other plants worked 8 hours, but Sewell's worked 7 hours and 20 minutes. We'd get off at 4:20.
Oh.
And then we'd have to wait till the other plants got off, you know, before we could come home.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then it came a law about a raise, you know, mm-hmm. for them to have a raise, for us to have a raise. And they said, well, they would just let us put in the 8 hours, and that mm-hmm. would make us more a day.
Oh, okay.
14.40 a week was all we made then, you know. I forgot was it how much it was an hour, but it didn't make much a day. But you know what? That was pretty good.
Was that enough to live on?
Yeah, but it was hard times mm-hmm. then when we moved here. I've eaten cold biscuit with jelly in it lots of days to save money to buy something for my girls.
Aww.
Something pretty they want. I want them to be like other girls.
Oh, that's sweet.
Uh-huh.
So, let's see. Did you think that everything you were doing was, even though you couldn't vote at one time, did you think that was okay? Or did
Well, I just didn't ever think much about it.
Didn't have time
just
to think about it?
Didn't think anything about it. I just grew up and no women voting, so I didn't think anything.
So you didn't feel discriminated or anything?
No, not then. I guess later I might would mm-hmm. have, but right. in my growing up and mm-hmm. all, no, I didn't think anything about it. But I can't remember when it was when we went to voting. But I remember
mm-hmm.
I was glad, and I thought that was really something for us to get to vote.
Did you feel there was a change then, or did you?
Yeah, I felt like there
mm-hmm.
was going. It made a change, I think. I was glad to vote, and I don't reckon I've ever missed a time I have to vote.
You've been every time. That's
yeah,
great.
I vote all the time. I vote for everything. Oh, it comes along.
Did you win anything at work or anything like that? I know sometimes they give special awards or anything. Did they do that back then?
Yes. I was, at one time, I was Employee of the Month.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I was Employee of the Month. I remember now when it was. So
uh-huh.
Employee of the Month.
Well,
once a month, they name some. I guess that's about
uh-huh.
all I ever got. So.
What did they do for you? They just named you? Did you get anything?
Yes, I can't remember now just what it was. And my picture got in the paper.
Oh, my goodness. That's good. Like,
yeah, I got something that I can't remember now what it was. Oh, yeah, I was employee of the month.
Did you ever miss work or anything? You probably went every day just about.
Well, I didn't miss unless it was something to come mm-hmm. up and I had to. There was two or three times that my husband had have some serious surgery
mm-hmm.
and I had to be off mm-hmm. some for that.
And they let you off with no problem?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh, they were good. They were so was good about that.
That's good.
And then when my mother got sick
mm-hmm.
and before she died, some of us before we couldn't get anybody to stay with her
mm-hmm.
when she come home from the hospital, and the doctor told us not to leave her by herself. Somebody mm-hmm. had to stay with her. And so us daughters, I had three, me and two other sisters and a sister-in-law and all worked at Sewell.
Oh, okay.
And we were going to take turns, you know, mm-hmm. being off to stay with her.
Oh, that was good.
But we found somebody to, and I talked to Bobby Rivers about it. Well, Bobby Rivers was, his mother and my mother were own cousins anyway.
Oh, okay.
So, when I told him mm-hmm. the arrangement we had to make, I said, now, Bobby, I'm going to have to stay off a week when my time comes. He said, when your time comes, you take your week. Says, you know, we're family anyway.
Oh, that's good.
Well, this week.
Uh-huh.
But we found somebody to stay with, and we didn't have to stay off.
Oh.
But,
did you get a vacation or anything, or did they not do that then? Get a paid vacation or anything?
Yeah, we got paid vacation.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we got paid vacation.
Did you go anywhere, or did you just stay in the house?
No, we didn't go anywhere much. Well, to start with, we just got a week. But then it got to where we got 2 weeks. But where my husband had a business, you know.
Right, you couldn't really
we could never go go off. But it was good to be home and do things you want to do at home. And my grandchildren come spend a week with me. Yeah.
So most of your brothers and sisters stayed in this area?
Yes. They stayed around Bowden and around Carrollton. Mm-hmm. They've never been lived in Tallapoosa.
Oh, they don't?
No, they lived around Bowden and Carrollton. And
okay.
Out from Carrollton and ran up in there. Yeah, one of my brothers has always lived over at Forest Park in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
His wife always worked for the telephone company, and that's where they sent her.
Okay.
To Atlanta, you know, that's where they lived. And then I had another brother that always drove them. He was worked for the Greyhound bus.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived at up around Buford.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after he married and got... He lived around town and all, but he married, then up around Buford, and his route from Greyhound went to Atlanta back, you know.
Oh.
And then one brother's always lived down here around town, and he always worked at Sewell's.
He worked
at Sewell's until he retired. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Do you remember any local events that happened in Tallapoosa? Anything major that's happened?
Well, yeah, we've had lots of things.
Oh, I guess.
Tallapoosa's noted for famous things, you know. Well, I can't tell you back when we first come what would be the most, but you know, we've had for the last few years, you know, we've had several things. Whenever they built the city park out, and swimming pool and golf course and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, two or three years ago I guess it was now, we opened the museum. And
That's right, I forgot about that.
And then a year ago, going on two years, the big memorial park right up here.
Oh, that's right.
Here. And Tom Murphy, when they dedicated that, had a big day on the 4th of July for that. And he made a speech, and he said, it's for all Harrison County veterans, you know.
Right.
And Tom Murphy said that Harrison County was the only county in the state of Georgia that had anything like that.
Really? I didn't know that.
That's what he said. I didn't know it either, but that's what Tom Murphy said.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So you were always involved in stuff like that?
Yeah, and let me see, what else have we had? we usually have different things, you know, that to celebrate for, maybe on the 4th of July or something, but I can't come up with anything right now. Well, we have every year we have what they call the Dogwood Festival.
That's right.
And that's really enjoyable, and we have a lot of people that come in for that.
Do you make a lot of things for that now?
No, I don't have to make anything. Our church, the men usually put on a big barbecue.
Oh, that's
I always have to in the kitchen fixing plates and things like that.
That's neat. Do you remember anything else that happened, like national? Do you remember the Vietnam War? Was it as much as the World War II was, where everybody got involved? Or do you really
remember? I guess so, but I was pretty young at the start. I was 14 when it ended, and I was pretty young at the start of it, and I can't remember too much about it. Only it was coming on up pretty near time for my daddy might have to go, and then when it began to get to me, you know.
Right.
And right off, I can't remember anything especially about World War One.
Do you remember anything about the Vietnam War?
That was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Did you have to ration or anything during
that
time?
No, there wasn't anything rationed particularly then, I don't think. But
so that really didn't hit home
like the veterans, the soldiers of the Vietnam War and the Korean War, they used soldiers back after World War II. When the boy became 18, unless he was going to go on to school and something special, he had to go in the service and serve 2 years.
But he didn't have to if he was going to school or anything?
Well, when he got out, then they could go to school on their veterans.
Oh, on the money?
Money.
Oh, okay.
The government, you know, send the veterans to school if they want to go to school then.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and, but, I had a little couple that lived in my little house out here, and, he had to go.
Aww.
I don't know if it was, you don't know him, I don't guess. It was, June and Sandra Walker.
Aww.
And he had to go, and she just, they got married and just moved, you know, everything just come in my little house. And he had to go, and where she lived on out there, she had a job, was working, and he had to go in, and it was good many months, I guess, well, a year, I guess, before he was situated where she could go. You know, they had to go through so much before the wife could go to him, you know.
So she went with him later?
Well, she did later, and and he laughs and tells me this now. When, it was right funny. He said, I went home one afternoon when I got through with duties, and said, Sandra was sitting there just crying and crying. And she said, he said, oh, I know you're homesick. And, no, I'm not homesick. He says, well, I guess you want to see your mother. What's happening? I'm like, I'm crying for my little house. she wanted to come back to her home. I'm crying for my little house.
So is that your house? Did you rent that house out?
Yeah, I rent that. It's mine.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
This was chicken farm.
Oh.
Big chicken farm. It was three big chicken houses. And that little house was a little 20 by 20 house.
Did you fix it after?
Yeah, And it had things where they put eggs for the hatchery. Hatch the eggs for the chickens, you know? So we tore all that out, and some of the chicken houses had some good lumber in them. We tore all that out and sealed them up and built 10 by 20 on the back to make a little kitchen and a bathroom.
Oh. So did that help money-wise? Did that help you?
Yeah, that's helped, and it's helped people, you know. There comes a time in Tallapoosa now that you can't find a place to live.
Oh, I know.
And there's been a lot of young married couples
there. So you got to meet a lot of people that way. That's good. Let's see, what I was going to ask you something. Oh, do you have any photos or documents or anything from World War II or anything like that? Like when you were younger?
No, I don't know. You all got anything at all? Documents.
Did you take a lot of pictures back then, or
no,
not like you do now?
We didn't take too many pictures. We didn't have, back then we just didn't have any Kodaks. I don't know if I've got a picture of any of my soldier brothers or not.
Really?
They were married, you know, and their wives got pictures and things like that. I don't reckon that. If it had been in my immediate family, I'd have had some, but like that. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have anything, I'm sure.
You got lots of pictures of your grandkids now, though.
Yeah, these are my great-grandchildren up
here. Oh, okay.
This is my little... These little boys.
Uh-huh.
That just don't look like real children, does it? I'll show you, though. This is this year's school pictures.
Yeah, they're in school now. Oh. Are
they twins? No. It's 2 years different.
Oh, they look like twins.
But that's them.
Oh, how cute.
I thought that was so cute.
That is.
It just don't seem like children.
I know.
That's what I mean, you know, a real picture of
children. Oh, I know. It
yeah, and these are all my great-grandchildren up here, this year's school pictures. Yeah. And that's Laura that graduated.
She's pretty.
That's her senior picture up there. And these are all boys here. These are the boys that live in Texas.
Oh, so you got more boys now than you do girls?
Yeah.
Oh, God. How old are they?
Well, 20 and 22.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
They're in college. I forgot the names of the college out in Texas. Now, this is Paul and Laura. That's Paul and Laura. And, these are my other little grandboys and in Marietta. They go to school. Their mother's a teacher.
Oh, cute.
She teaches in a special children that needs special.
Special.
Do you call a teacher like that?
Special ed teacher or something?
Well, she, maybe there's some of them that dropped out and want to get back and send them back, and she takes them.
That's good.
And maybe some are might just have a little deficiency slow, you know, mm-hmm. and she has them, and she has a pretty good problem.
So how about your mom and dad after you left? Did you keep in touch with them, or did they have it? Who took care of the children after you left? Because I know you said you helped your brother and sisters.
Yeah, when they were little children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my sister was just younger than me. She got married, but they'd all about grown when I got married.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I think there was some. The youngest one, I think, was about 4 years old when I got married.
Did you have a big wedding or anything? Or was it
well, just had a little home wedding.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it was in the home. Just a little home wedding. Just about half a dozen friends or something like that.
Oh, that's nice. All right. Do you have anything else that you would like to tell me or anything?
Well, no, I can't think of anything right off. I guess it'll be something when you're gone, I think.
That's nice.
I wish I told, but. But, you know, back during World War II, there was. My husband's father
mm-hmm.
had to go to the hospital and passed away. He died.
Oh.
And, of course, we had to have some. That was during gas rations. And there was a man in town that had a service station that we won't ever forget. That he helped us out and furnished us gas. They when we moved to Tallapoosa, his mother and father still lived in close to Bowden.
So you had to have permission to get gas?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have stamps or something?
Well, you had stamps.
Oh, okay.
But you just get, you know, had.
Did they mail you those stamps? Or
you get them. Mm-hmm. You had stamps to buy everything.
Really?
Yeah, it was rationing, and you couldn't buy it without your stamps.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So you didn't have to pay money? Did you have to pay money for it?
Oh, you had to pay money, but you had to have
stamps. But you can only get so much for those stamps.
Yeah. We ate a lot of syrup. You know, in place of making jelly and things like that.
Did you have a garden or anything?
Well, no. When I worked, I didn't try to have a garden. Mm. It was kind
didn't
of,
really have time.
Didn't have time. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
But then on later, I've always had a garden since mm-hmm. I've been over here. I've had a place, been place I didn't have a place for a garden.
Right.
But ever since I've been over here, I've had a place for a garden.
Did you work any overtime during World War II?
Yeah, we worked a lot of overtime.
Oh, my goodness. How many hours a week do you think you worked then?
Well, 40 hours was regular, you know, mm-hmm. but sometimes we'd work Saturdays, you know.
Oh.
And maybe we'd work an hour old time a day or two a week or something like that. But it wasn't just a regular thing. It was in the rush of the siege when they were trying to get out of season orders.
Oh, okay. Did you get paid extra for that?
Oh, yeah, we got paid extra.
Hmm.
When you worked overtime, you got time and half time.
Oh, yeah. Just like now? Just like you do
now? Yeah, just like you do now.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
What do you? Oh, you have you ever worked?
Mm-hmm. I work now. Mm-hmm.
Where?
I work at Hibbett Sporting Goods. It's in a mall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? In the mall?
Yeah, I've always worked ever since I've been a senior in high school. So.
Well, I declare. Well, that's nice, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Uh huh. Well, that's great.
Well, thank you for letting me talk to you.
Well, honey, I'm glad. I wish I could thank.